Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to call in toll-free to share your thoughts with us about whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been discussing Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the big, bad, toughest sheriff in America, so-called. That's what he calls himself. There's actually a picture of him standing in front of one of these, oh, God, step-in repeats, or what they're called. So anybody watching the Free Talk Live cam feed over at cam.freetalklive.com, you will see Mark sitting in front of our step and repeat. We have, this big banner, essentially, that looks very, very nice, and it's designed for photographs. It's the same thing you see all the stars kind of standing in front of at these, premiere events, for instance, with logos of corporations, that kind of thing. Right.
The step and repeat refers to the logos, the way they, they're set offside.
They look like steps as you're looking at them, sort of.
They kind of shape diamonds or whatever.
And so what we've got are our logos. So we've got the Free Talk Live logo. We've got the LRN.FM logo. And the purpose of the step and repeat is to brand, right? So as people watch the cam, they see our logos, or we'll bring it to an event like Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then we'll, take pictures with big name people within the liberty movement, like Nick Gillespie from Reason, will stand in front of this thing, and fans can take pictures in front of it. And so there's sort of this viral thing or this online marketing of people seeing those pictures and then maybe seeing our brand. Sheriff Joe's got one for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the toughest sheriff in America. That's what's on his step and repeat. I mean, this guy is all about Sheriff Joe. And for years, for decades, this guy has been the sheriff in Maricopa County and has used his power in, well, what some would say are very questionable and corrupt ways. The article that we started from azcentral.com is talking about how he's now in court this last week, in federal court, for violating a judge's order. He was told to stop racial profiling against Hispanic folks, where there was harassment going on the part of him and his officers, where they were stopping people basically because they were Hispanic and then detaining them because they were Hispanic. And
he couldn't prove their citizenship right away, which I don't know if I could prove right away.
Right. He continued to do that even after being ordered by a judge to stop. So that's the purpose of the trial. And it's still ongoing. Arpaio himself apparently took the stand on Thursday. We can continue with that story here in a moment, but you've called in about this, and we want to go to your calls first, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. The Arpaio discussion led to a larger discussion about the border and freedom and, the rule of law. So these are all topics that we've put on the table here, or you put on the table, and we're going to continue here. I believe Connor is back with us. Connor, you still there?
And what's up?
There we go.
All right. So
you're concerned about the idea of open borders. And I'd like to throw out to you real quick, Connor, that openborders.org has gotten together a bunch of economists, and they propose a one-time increase of 2 times the world GDP if we just let free people cross borders of free countries freely. And by that, I mean just get rid of the whole, stopping workers at borders.
So wait, what you're saying is the world will become wealthier?
Yes, absolutely they will, because people who are currently can't work are in countries, where they can't get jobs. They would come to countries where they could get jobs. They would create wealth, because that's how we create wealth. We mix labor with resources.
Okay. Well, when that happens, though, wouldn't you think that most people would go certainly towards areas with the most money, even people who wouldn't want to work, just to kind of get the welfare that those bigger places put out? Because that's the biggest problem that we have. And if we didn't have that, I wouldn't feel so aggressively against these people coming over, but have a lot of children, have a lot of families, and a lot of the families aren't working. There's probably only a couple of the people of working even age that are coming over here working, and they do put in great work.
Well, that's speculation. We don't really know who's working and who's not working because they're not accounted for. But I will agree with you that there's a real problem when it comes to social welfare programs. The social welfare programs put a big crimp in this. Any nation wants to have people coming there and working. That's a real benefit to the nation. But what nations the average person who's paying in taxes, they don't want somebody coming here who's just going to, use the social safety net as a hammock, right? Like, nobody wants that. So I would propose, if we want to implement something that works, is essentially making zones. Call them refugee zones. I'm thinking Detroit sounds like a good spot. So let's have let anybody who wants to come get a job, can't get welfare, you will be ineligible, but you'll be given paperwork to show that you're here. Your paperwork will make you ineligible, but you can go to Detroit and you can work your butt off and make a better life for yourself, as so many people did, decades ago, even a couple of centuries ago here in the United States, and make this truly the land of the free.
That is a great idea, but I believe in American exceptionalism, and we need to actually think of ourselves as a country of our own rights, as our own privileges, and as our own state, pretty much. Yeah, we do have a lot of states in the country that necessarily don't agree with each other, but we are one nation under God, as I see it at least.
American exceptionalism, that means you believe that people in America are better than the rest of the world?
Not necessarily better, but I believe that we have privilege compared to other countries, because we are a nation that has come together under great scrutiny and great, great, great problems, and we've overcome them. We've made something of ourselves as a country, and I believe that we do have privileges and rights that are better.
You know, most of those overcomings and those great things that you enjoy were created by immigrants, right? Not by people who were born here with the privilege, but people who came here who had never had it. That really what makes this country great is people who come here, not people who are from here.
Yeah, come here with aspirations. I totally agree with you. Like all those Chinese people that just got in trouble in California for giving $80,000 to $100,000 to have their children here, those are people with money. Joe the gardener, or Jose the gardener, that's coming over here with his 8 children, he's going to work his butt off, but I don't know about his 8 children. And I'm saying they go straight to the, not necessarily all of them, but the ones that find out about it through these.
Yeah, you're going to go someplace and get free money too if you're given the opportunity. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when you don't have it. And I agree that when they look over the fence and see these million-dollar homes in San Diego, they're going to want that. And I believe that most of them will work for it, but I believe they're going to have to go through a process to get there.
Well, here's the thing, Connor. You can't on one hand say that, you've got a problem with welfare, and then on the other hand say that you want to have a larger police state to try to stop people from coming here to take welfare.
Well, I think
because
that's
ultimately,
the only country I should do is our only obligation as a country, our only government's obligation is to protect us, and I believe that...
Sorry, but you're wrong. The government has no obligation to protect you, and I would suggest that you Google... Here's what I would suggest that you do, Connor.
National defense. Connor,
Invaded by Jose the Gardener.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I know this is hard to believe, but here's what I would recommend that you do. Do you have access to the internet, Connor?
There's an ISIS training camp only.
That's bullcrap. Just go look. Look. Yes, it is. That story is a hoax. It was fed to the conservatives so that you'd fall for it. There is not an ISIS training camp outside of Texas.
It's a lot easier for someone that goes and flees to go train in Syria, like hundreds of Americans have done. It's a lot easier for them to get a flight back into Mexico and jump over the border.
All right, so Connor, here's what I have to recommend to you, and you can either take it or leave it, but I would recommend that you Google. You have access to the internet, right? Okay, he hung up there. But for those of you, and maybe Connor's still listening, who believe what Connor believes, that the government has an obligation to protect you. That's their one obligation. That's what they're there for. It says it in the Constitution. Well, it doesn't say that, I don't think, in the Constitution. But even if it did, it doesn't matter now, because the government courts, the Supreme Court in the United States, the top law of the land, if you will,
has ruled multiple times.
They've ruled over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect you. Federal, state, local, none of them have any obligation to protect you. Now, that's not to say that the local cops wouldn't try to protect you if they were in a situation wherein they could possibly, you know, block you from being attacked or something like
but
that.
But if they don't, they won't get in trouble.
Right, because
now, you
have
an obligation to pay them,
yeah.
Because this is how the rule of law works. The rule of law goes downhill. The people on the bottom have the obligations, the people on the top do not. The government has no obligation to you. You only have an obligation to the government.
Well, they'll force you to do what they want you to. You don't have an obligation either because you never agreed to an obligation. I mean, an obligation is something that you've presumably consented to as part of some sort of
agreement. I don't
know
if that's the case. I mean, they just have ruled that you're obliged.
Well, yes, they will insist that you are obliged.
Right.
But
they will insist it so thoroughly that they'll put you in a cage, and if you resist the cage, they will kill you.
There's more coming up at 855 453. Share your thoughts.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. But, Mark, I know you wanted to share something real brief on this supposed ISIS training camp story. Hold that thought. We're going to get to it. But I want to let you know about the Pocket Power Plus, because if you're listening to this show and you're an adult in America, there's a good chance that in your pocket right now there is a smartphone. And there's also a good chance that given that it's 9 at night Eastern time, 9:20 in the evening, that that smartphone might be dead at this point. In fact, it might have been dead as of noon. Just given, I know that earlier today, mine was cranking down below 50% before noontime, and I'd only been awake for a couple of hours. So it's so easy to drain our batteries on these devices, and you've got to have something to solve that problem, and you can't always get to a power jack somewhere. If you're on the road or you're in an airport or something like that, you should probably look at the Pocket Power Plus. They can deliver. It can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. This thing's a serious battery. It's a breakthrough in portable power technology. The Pocket Power Plus is a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket or in your briefcase or purse or the glove box of the car. You're going to want to have this thing with you.
When you say it's a breakthrough, what's the technology that...
Lithium-ion polymers. It's okay. Not your standard lithium-ion. It's ion. It's a different technology.
Okay.
And so it's a handy device. It'll charge not only your phone, but likely your laptop as well. It can even, in some circumstances, jumpstart a car. And to prove it, they include a full accessory pack with most of the adapters you'll need, including the jumper cables. So if you want to get your Pocket Power Plus for half price, you can go to this website, PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com, and use coupon code FTL if you'd like to save even more. That's coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Before we get right back into your calls, Mark, you wanted to share briefly, our last caller was claiming there's an ISIS training camp in south of the border in Mexico. You said that's bunk. He said, no, it's not.
Uh-uh.
It's true.
Right, I love those arguments. I never brought this up on air because I don't like to promote stories that are bad, but I knew it was going around, so I was just going to wait until somebody brought it up. This is from 21stwire.com. It's only one paragraph. I'm just grabbing it out of the middle because I think it's the important one. The following day, even Fox News distanced itself from the story, reporting that U.S. law enforcement agencies flatly denied that there was any truth at all to the allegations that ISIS militants had set up a training base in Mexico. El Paso-based local news affiliate ABC7 also contacted multiple federal agencies and border agencies. They all said the same thing. The report is unverified, and there is no ISIS in Anarpara or Juarez.
There you go. Let's talk to Paul in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hey, Paul.
Good evening, guys. How are we doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Before I get to the topic at hand, I'd like to thank you guys on behalf of all the liberals in the country for turning New Hampshire from a red to a blue state.
Well, we're not a liberal.
About? I'm not a liberal. I'm a libertarian. I'm a voluntarist. I believe
I'm an elected Republican.
I understand that, but since you pulled away a few Republican voters, why New Hampshire's turned into a Democrat state?
You don't even know. Well, I'm sorry, but you know, with all due respect,
Republicans are the majority of the House in New Hampshire.
They're also the majority of the Senate as
well. Yeah, the majority of the Senate too. New Hampshire may have voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012, but we had really crappy choices from Republicans too.
I'd like to point out, Paul, and you know, I don't mean to be rude, but you really don't know what New Hampshire is like unless you live here, because the Republicans in New Hampshire are a little different from the Republicans elsewhere.
As are the Democrats.
The Democrats in New Hampshire are a little different from the Democrats. Democrats elsewhere. A Democrat in New Hampshire is likely to be a gun owner. A Republican in New Hampshire is likely to support gay marriage. So things are a little bit unusual in this place. And New Hampshire tends to vacillate every 2 years between the Republican, between sort of allowing the Democrats to rule the state and then allowing the Republicans to rule the state. So what you end up having happen here is, you know, 2 years the Republicans are on, they pass some laws. Then the next 2 years the Democrats are in the state house and they undo some of the things the Republicans did, and then they pass some of their own laws.
Not enough.
Then the Republicans get back in, and then they undo some of the things the Democrats did, and then they pass some of their own laws. So there's this constant back and forth, bickering and fighting and removing of government that has been created here, and that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire has not been growing in government as fast as many other states.
Take a breath. I come to New Hampshire every year for 20 years. I read about a lot of stuff while I'm there. I always come up in the fall to see the leaves. So I've been coming up there for 20 years. I know a lot about New Hampshire. I mean,
oh yeah. When's the last time you went to the state house?
I live there. Pardon me.
When's the last time you spent time at the state house?
Don't spend any time at the state house. I'm glad to see their state house. Why would I do that? I mean, I can read papers and I can talk to people.
It's so I'm proud of New Hampshire being a purple state because
I haven't been to my state house.
There you go.
I mean, I only live 30 miles from there.
I can see why you wouldn't go. It's not worth the trouble to go to the state houses. Ian's protective, and I understand why he's protective. We're proud that New Hampshire's a purple state because there's lots of red states, and they're really not that much freer than blue states. They have similar problems. Republicans and Democrats are really just flip sides of the same big government coin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer a Republican.
I'm elected Republican.
Guys up there, once we got these guys up there to Washington that I thought was going to change some things and try to stop what Obama does that is against the Constitution, and then they just have no backbone and no stones, I'm not a Republican anymore. I voted for those guys for a reason. I wanted them to go along with Obama. I would have just voted Democrat. Would have been a lot simpler. So I'm not a Republican either.
So what are you? What do you believe now?
I'm a conservative. What do I believe?
What's that mean? What does it mean to be a conservative?
I believe that we should have a limited government. I believe that we should have a sovereign nation where we don't just let anybody into our country that wants to come.
So you don't really believe in a limited government?
Do you want
more? About these people coming in. Would you please stop talking over me like you did the last guy? I mean, I'll let you talk. I appreciate it. You know, these guys coming in here that's going to do what you were talking about. Mow yards and do landscaping and stuff like that. They're not going to add a lot to our GDP. That's just not going to happen. We used to have people come in here that were scientists, engineers, you know. People
that's really insulting. Yeah,
that's
terrible.
Like that's insulting.
Yeah, that's insulting. You know, you say you're for limited government. You don't really mean that, though, because you want to have a big border patrol, right? You want to have a bigger government in that area, don't you?
We don't have to have a big border patrol. We can stop them with what we got.
Well, how's that?
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it. We just turn them around and send them back home.
That's how many thousands of miles is the northern and southern borders?
About 2,000 miles.
Not to mention the seaboards. What if you factor in the ocean borders?
I'm not too worried about Canada's border. I mean,
why is that? Right, are you racist?
About that right now. What?
Well, I said, why aren't you worried about that?
What kind of talk is that?
Why aren't you worried about people coming in from Canada?
What do you mean I'm not a racist?
Well, what? You don't think people come here from Canada?
A lot of people's not coming down here from Canada.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? I read.
Oh, I see.
Well, I did have a friend.
Believe everything you read, apparently.
I did have a friend that was illegal from Canada and working here illegally.
Yeah.
But I would say that there's probably more people coming from through the southern border for to work here illegally.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Thank you, Paul, for the call tonight. People who want to come here, they're going to find a way in. Whether it's if you arm up the southern border, they'll come in the other ways.
I would say that if you want more government in the area of military, in the area of border patrol, in the area of law enforcement, that you can't claim to be small government.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're back with more here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of those ways is to sign up for our email updates. You can actually go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll find the sign-up box there. Or if you're just on the front page of our website, you can scroll down. It's on the left-hand side there. Just drop your email address in there, sign up for it, and you'll get Free Talk Live emails at least weekly. We send out the weekly update, which has some of the top voted stories as voted by you and submitted by you on the front page of our website. You'll get that in your email box, as well as a featured video of the week, which frequently is a clip from Free Talk Live, but not always. And in addition to that, other related items to the show that you might find of interest. So if you enjoy Free Talk Live, that's one way to kind of keep in touch off the air, is to get on our email list at news.freetalklive.com. The news.freetalklive.com page also has links to our Facebook Facebook and Twitter. So if you're not yet connected with us on your social network of preference, you can do that too. news.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, let's talk to Susan. She's in Colorado. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I wanted to call about Joe Arpaio.
Can you do me a favor and, like, back off your phone, like, an inch?
Sure. Sure, how's that?
That made a difference. Thank you for that. Go ahead.
Everyone that's traveled around Maricopa County for the last 10 years has been afraid of him because he has these tent cities and he has all the prisoners feed, like, once a day bologna sandwiches and wear pink underwear. And he
yes, he does.
Have that done to him from the contempt of a federal court order.
It would be ironic, wouldn't it, if Joe Arpaio ended up getting locked up in his very facility, but that seems very unlikely because obviously...
And I wouldn't wish that treatment on anyone.
Right, but we have temperatures down in the southern part of the desert of 127.
And oh, yeah, it's outrageous.
And then they don't have access to water whenever they want it or anything like that. And then the clincher is that he hires a private investigator to investigate the judge's wife.
That's right.
You know, she didn't like him. And I think the problems with him stemmed from having Jan Brewer as their governor at the time. She filed a federal lawsuit on this immigration thing. And see, the difference is I heard what you said to those other callers. And up till 5 years ago, I stopped counting down in southern Utah the illegal aliens that we had. It was about 11 million or 11,000. And they bring them in these international landscaping vehicles.
Yep.
And they traffic the people that way. They traffic females. They bring heroin into the area. And, you know, I differ with those. We need the Border Patrol because... I'm not a racist, and my family members, some are Hispanic that have been
I think Ian really discredits his case when he jumps in with the racism thing too quickly, and as
right.
he did in the last segment. But here's what I'd like to point out, that all this stuff that you saw in southern Utah happened while the Border Patrol was fully funded and had all the people it needed to have. The thing is that we're not going to get anything different if we continue to do the same stuff over and over again. Many of the big businesses benefit from illegal aliens because they can exploit them.
Right.
If I'm an illegal alien, I can't compete when it comes to jobs. This is really important. So if for instance,
we need labor jobs down here, and there was no jobs.
Yes.
And you know, the big thing with this immigration thing, the people that came through Ellis Island, that came through, you know, it became immigrants. I'm a Native American, so some of my family on my dad's side were immigrants that made whiskey and stuff, but my grandmother's family were Cherokee. So this has gone on. Joe Arpaio is the type of mentality. My brother James Walker was killed by the Delta County law enforcement 2002, August 17th. And what you said, that they'll put you in jail and then they'll kill you, you know, that's the truth. They don't. The same mentality, if no one stands up, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to vote next time.
Well, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you can't have, on one hand, critiques, valid critiques of an abusive, inhumane system, and then advocate that same system exists for the, you know, the people on the border and somehow think that that's not going to be applied to you, too.
Well,
you've got internal checkpoints. Right now, Susan, there are internal border checkpoints that are within 100 miles of the northern and southern borders that are stopping wholesale every car that comes through there for harassment and intimidation, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You can't be concerned about police abuse and then advocate for more police. I mean, the more of the status quo. Well, I guess you can if you're in that case. But, Mark, you were trying to make a point there.
Well, I think that it's – okay, so what's really important here is to understand that I mean, both sides of the political sphere benefit from illegal aliens, all right, if you want to use that terminology. I don't like the terminology, but it's what we got. So the big moneyed people want illegal aliens because they can't negotiate the rate of their pay. If I am working for farm XYZ and I want to go work for farm ABC and I tell the head foreman of farm XYZ that, hey, I can get 10 cents more an hour by going to ABC over here, he's going to say, potentially and likely, well, if you go over there, I'm just going to call immigration on you, and then you're going to get deported, and you won't have any job at all. Mm-hmm. So you better stay over here where things aren't so bad. And when you don't have this freedom of labor to move from one location to another, you're going to keep rates low. Yes, they come in, and they work the low-rate jobs. But I'd like to point out that there have been many situations, for instance, in Georgia, they drove all the illegal aliens out with draconian laws, and then they tried to use probationers to do the work, and the probationers were walking off at the threat of going to prison. They're saying, we can't do this work. We can't do it. They won't do it because their bodies aren't ready for it. They aren't prepared for it. They can't do farm labor and just walk onto it. You have to have sort of, you know, work your way into it. You don't start a workout regime by going in and doing your full workout in the first day. And, you know, these people just aren't ready for it.
They probably had worked out in jail because that's all you have to do.
But that's different than doing farm labor.
Well, right. They weren't ready to actually work is what it was. Not that they couldn't work out. Not that they couldn't handle the labor if they wanted to. Just that that's a lot of work. It's hard work. It's probably some of the hardest work in America is working out and, you know, picking fruit and veggies and things like that. Let's go to Ryan. He's in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the mic, 92.1 WXXM.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Ryan, are you on some kind of speakerphone?
Speakerphone?
You sound really distant.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Is it better?
Yeah, a little bit. Go ahead, marginally.
Taking my call. I just wanted to say that, I agree with you guys completely. You know, it really bothers me when fiscal conservatives say that just like what you guys were saying, you know, that they want smaller government. But, you know, they say they're worried about government services and all that kind of stuff, but we're spending so much more to try to keep everybody out. I mean, we're spending just mind-boggling amounts more to try to keep people out. And also deporting people once they get here and, you know, keeping them in jail and all that kind of stuff. And, you know,
don't forget the border checkpoints. How much do those cost? Every single one of those installations, there are, I don't know how many of them there are, but there are a lot of them. And there's some of them that are permanently installed. Others are movable. They'll move them around. Don't also forget, on top of that, the enforcement of these laws by ICE or whatever they're called, going into businesses, raiding businesses, and looking through their employee files and then arresting their employees. This is incredible.
This immigration service is a giant welfare program.
Well, and they also, you know, this is another thing that people don't realize is that our country allowed immigrants, you know, almost without, you know, any kind of check or anything like that for about 150 years.
That's right,
and everything
they were allowed to vote, too.
Relatively fine. Yeah, and we didn't have to spend all of this money to try to keep them out.
Not only was everything relatively fine, as Mark pointed out, it was those immigrants who made this country what it is today.
Yeah, those immigrants are our ancestors. So when people talk bad about immigrants and they'll say it's just illegal immigrants, well, you know, there didn't used to be a distinction. And you know what the cheapest option is? The cheapest option is to get rid of the whole Border Patrol apparatus, ICE, Border Patrol, the whole thing, give these people work visas, and a special kind of work visa that disallows them from getting government welfare programs, and let them go to work and build a better life for all of us.
Ryan, thanks for your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to get in the remaining moments, is 855-450-FREE.
When we needed $5,000 for a medical emergency, a friend told us about Avant. They use their own risk evaluation software to calculate a personalized interest rate, one that works for us. The whole process took minutes and didn't affect our credit score.
We've helped over 100,000 Americans get the money they need fast. And with Avant, you'll never pay hidden fees or be penalized for paying off your loan early. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 200 at checkout. That's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200. Again, that's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200.
Loans are made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603-K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. If you're already on hold, we'll do our best to get you in here tonight. If you are not and you want to join us, well, you should probably call tomorrow night. Because we are on live 7 nights a week.
So and you can bring anything up you want. Yep. So if we bring in show prep and you still want to talk about immigration, you can call in tomorrow and ding, ding.
Anytime.
Ring the bell, it's on.
Yeah, we're happy to talk to you about whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. So join us here tomorrow night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Whether you're listening to us on the radio or internet or satellite, however you're listening to the show, podcast, doesn't matter. You can still call whether you're listening live or not, to participate with us. And the number's the same every night, by the way, 855-453. But don't bother calling now because our lines are loaded up, so let's jump right back into it here. By the way, also want to remind you, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. And it helps us out because it helps us market Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible.
And that's important because Free Talk Live is a unique voice. You're not going to hear this conversation on any other show. There's just no conversation like this. Ian, you were on a panel with a bunch of talk show hosts, what they call that, the
Talk Rumble.
Yeah, the Talk Radio Rumble, and you're the only one who took the position that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
It's true.
I mean, Tom Hartman, the big liberal voice out there, agreed with, I can't remember some other
Todd Schnitt,
that you're crazy.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here and your thoughts and talk first to Steve, listening in Auburn. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live in New York.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up a point about the immigration. I think the government has caused a lot of the problem in my area. There's numerous humongous, like, dairy farms that are corporations.
Yep. And well, most dairy farms are probably corporations, but go ahead.
But the Guatemalan population has grown a lot here. Mainly because the government made it so easy for quote unquote Americans to sit home on the couch and do nothing.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's a sad thing to say, but the age, everybody says young people, there's people my age, and I'm 48 years old, that'll sit home and just live off the government instead of work.
Well, especially when the government makes it more profitable to sit at home and live off of their welfare checks than to actually go out and work, where, you know, welfare payments can rival a low-paying job.
Whenever we bring up welfare payments, I like to point out that the largest welfare payment recipients out there are corporate welfare payment recipients.
That's true.
That the government gives out a heck of a lot more money in back-scratching and log-rolling than it does to people who are getting welfare. But I don't think there should be any welfare programs at all. I think the government should be involved in that at all.
Steve, final thoughts. Go ahead.
I was just saying I think you're right on the money, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's go to Bozeman, Montana, where Bob is on the line listening to KMMS. Hey, Bob.
Hey, it's Bob. Yeah, I agree with that last thing you said. Exactly. If the government were out of all the incentives to bring people in for welfare and so on, I think the problem would clear up pretty quickly. But you know, historically, the people that, you know, we were talking about earlier who built this country, who were immigrants, I mean, generally, we didn't have all of the interwoven issues. And given what is right now, I can see why people are saying we need to do something about just free coming in and looking.
I can see why they say it, but I have a rebuttal usually for whatever the point is.
Yeah, but I don't know what my rebuttal is to do what you say, get the government out. But how do we do that? You know,
that's a good question.
We got a bunch. I mean, you know, the history of the Fabian socialists, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
we have Detroit to show for it.
They overtly told us why they're doing what they're doing, and all these people that think they're liberals that are doing that same agenda think they're doing it for a good purpose. But the people that orchestrated it and the people that are mongering off the basis of it have an overt intent to destroy the country.
Well, I'm fine with destroying the United States as far as the idea of it. I think it's a failed concept. It's time to go to 50 different states, 50 different countries. Secession, I think, is a solution. I think, and I think you've asked one of the most important questions. I think your question was really important. Like, how do we accomplish rolling back this government? Because the Republicans aren't going to do it. They had control for, 6 years back in the aughts when George Bush was in, and they didn't do a damn thing to roll the government back. They made it bigger. And the Democrats, of course, are making it bigger as well. And so, to me, the best solution is to get the hell out of the United States. Now, that's not an easy thing to do.
You mean secede?
Just secede, yeah.
I'd still be interested in what a constitutional convention could do and to see how that would work out. I'm not entirely ready to flush it down after I've found out about these constitutional conventions, but I think largely that Washington, D.C. is just too big of a juicy
peach. It's not going to change.
Well, it may or may not. You don't think you can make a better run at the Constitution? I mean, it is a 200-something-year-old document.
It's gonna get butchered. I mean, it'll be even worse
That's because you don't understand what a constitutional convention does. A constitutional convention can't pass a constitution without getting 2/3 or 3/4 of the states to approve it. And do you think that 2/3 or 3/4 of the states are going to, especially conservative type states, are going to approve things like, you know, we all have a right to health care and all that other stuff?
They might.
I doubt it.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's this huge bottleneck, and just the media has just got too much control over people's minds. I mean,
most Americans want smaller government. Most Americans want a more, sort of conservative fiscal policy.
Yeah, but the politicians want something completely different from what the Americans want. Bob, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Yeah. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Char in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Char.
Hey. Hey, Char. I came into the conversation rather late this evening, but I wanted to know what your thoughts were about, okay, you said you're all for open borders, not dumping more money into that, but then how do you keep the likes of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, from coming in and setting up cells in the United States?
Step number one.
Yeah.
Here's step number one. Get the military out of the 1,000 bases they currently occupy around the world and bring them back to the United States. Stop warmongering in other countries and destroying innocent people's lives and creating ISIS. It's the United States government that created them in the first place through their aggressive actions around the world. If the military wasn't warmongering all around the world, there wouldn't be as much anger towards the United States. Don't you agree?
Not really. I believe that they're descendants of the Assyrians that have always hated a democracy and free religion, free religious thought. So.
Well, that's an interesting belief, but what about the fact that when you kill innocent people, the people who are alive still, who love those innocent people, will become radicalized after that and might just dedicate their lives to suicide bombings and killing other people in the United States?
Don't you think revenge and vengeance is human nature in any religion, in any culture?
Yes, I do. And I think that if you get your child killed by, some organization in the military and you blame them, that you're going to want vengeance and revenge against them. I suggest we get the military out, quit endangering our young people for no good reason, for no benefit except to super rich corporations and individuals. I mean, what do you benefit by people with M16s running all over the Middle East?
Nothing.
Yes, absolutely right. I don't either.
I'm with you there, Char. I wish we had more time to talk to you about this, but we're short on time tonight. Thank you for the call. I want to make sure we get Jason in here in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Jason, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you both have had some very good points tonight along the lines that I was thinking, Mark. The distortion of the labor market by using cheap labor is a
distortion.
We need to put that. Distortion is a key word. Distortion, we need to stop it. And as far as our foreign entanglements, we need to stop those. That's a complete farce. We need to stop it. Stop that.
Well, I'd take that half of it, but I will point out that distortion is just a loaded term. What you're saying, distortion in the labor market, is free people being able to work with people that they wish to work with. A job, you don't have a job, right? Like, a job is an agreement between an employer and an employee. If one person in that agreement doesn't wish to do it anymore, i.e. the employer, then, the job isn't there anymore.
I don't think radical change in the system we have, but yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, a true freedom like basis. But as far as the next step, I guess I'm more focused on the next step.
The next step would be to pull the United States military out of the 1,000 military bases around the world set up a program where people can come here and work with paperwork without getting social welfare programs. I think that's the way to go.
We preach freedom, but we don't exercise that outside of our borders.
Or inside.
I'll leave you guys with that.
Thanks, Jason. Let's go to JP in Keene, New Hampshire. JP, you got about 20 seconds, so go quick.
Well, sorry to jump in here on a off topic, but I've been wanting to call for a couple of days. I wanted to just switch lines and see when it's okay, when or not to call the police.
Good question. Let's talk about it tomorrow night. I'd recommend calling at the top of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, because that's a question that's going to take a while to answer, and I think people are going to have opinions about it. But we're out of time for tonight. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? You've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Go pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.